Aircheckdownloads.com.
Our featured artist of today, Elton John, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, Pinball Wizards, and The Bitch Is Back. And another featured artist on Monday, right about 20 past two. Don't forget our dinner time Fab 3. If you've got a favourite Fab 3 you'd like me to feature, well, you've got one more week in which to send me a letter, okay? Dave Ward's Dinner Time Fab 3, Piccadilly Radio, P.O. Box 261 in Manchester, okay? And we may be featuring your Fab 3 at lunchtime. That'd be nice. Now then, of course, we're still looking for the record you fell in love to, okay? The very first sloppy record you ever fell in love to. The one maybe that he put on the dance at record player when he was dreaming you were looking in his eyes. Well, that's what we're asking for you, okay? 061-228-6262. That's our telephone number for that. Now then, a letter that came in all the way from Hayes in Middlesex. Now, our transmitters are not that powerful, but it's a plea for help, and it came from a young lady called Mrs. J. Keane. And basically what she's trying to do, she's trying to organise a class reunion for all her pals that were at school quite a few years ago. And what I've always thought about this, you know, I mean, do you think you'd recognise people from all those years ago? I mean, if you've not seen people for like 25 years, I mean, it's quite possible you just wouldn't recognise them or even remember the names. Strangely enough, on the Royal Wedding Day, I went to a barbecue and somebody brought out one of these long school photographs. You remember those long ones? They're about 6 foot long. And the whole school used to sit in the yard. And this guy came along with his camera, and it used to move very slowly across. And I tell you what we used to do at school. If you were quick, you could get on one end, and while it was moving across, run behind them to the other end, and you'd be on both ends. Used to tell people I got a twin. Anyway, the person who they're looking for is a guy called Jeremy John Marsh, age 46, and came originally from Hayes in Middlesex, went to Drayton Manor Grammar School, Hanwell, West London. He left there, they think, in the early 50s, married now, and we're told with a couple of kids, known to be in the Manchester area for at least the past 4 years, and of course, purpose of contract or contact, it's class reunion and other pupils have all been traced. So, Jeremy John Marsh, if you're listening, if you'd like to phone Piccadilly Radio's reception, our number here, 236-9913. And there we will give you the details of how you can get in touch with Mrs. Joan Keane. So once again, Jeremy John Marsh, 46, came from Hayes in Middlesex, went to Drayton Manor Grammar School, left in London around about the early 50s. We think he's married with a couple of kids, known to be in the Manchester area for at least the past 4 years. 236-9913. Incidentally, these photographs I was looking at the other day, of course, when I was at secondary school at Wellacre Secondary Modern, and they were taken in 1968. Just sort of getting the record straight from the age, you see. Being 23 and born in 1957. Got it right this time. Latest single from Vogue, Dancing the Night Away. As we go to the more serious part of the programme, it's a cricket flash. I say again, a cricket flash. And Lancashire will play Northamptonshire in the semi-finals of the NatWest Trophy. And for the second day running, rain washed out play to the unfinished quarter-final between Northants and Lentishire, or even Leicestershire. But Northants go through on a faster scoring rate. And the semi-final against Lancashire will be played at Northampton on Wednesday, August the 19th. And Cheeky Barbara, who lives in Ashton-on-Mersey, will be laughing now because I made a mess of that word. Now then, we have Denise, who lives in Blakely. Now, she's going to tell us about the first record she ever bought. She's only 17, she's only a little girl, and we'll be having a word with Denise right after the break.
When you step inside your new Asda Superstore in the Harper Hay District Centre...
Piccadilly, your music and your friends.
And now, it's 17 minutes before 3 o'clock, we go to Blakely. There we find little Denise. How are you feeling, Denise?
Terrific!
Have you got all the world there with you today?
Well, half of it.
Yes, I was listening to you. I was listening in. We have facilities here for monitoring you. And we heard you all screaming there. I thought, God, she's got the whole world with her. How many are there?
About six.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they there before you decided to come on the radio? Did you go and grab them and say, hey, I'm going to be a star on Piccadilly?
I did, yeah.
You didn't. You little poser, Denise. Did you go running around all your neighbours saying... Come on, quick, hurry up, I'm going to be on the radio.
Of course I did.
Did you? That's great, that. Excellent. Now, welcome to the programme. The first record you ever bought, you're 17 years old.
Yeah.
You're 17 years old, you're only 6 years younger than myself. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
6 years younger than myself. Now, this record that you first bought was a hit in 1974. Did you buy it first time around?
Yeah.
So you're only 10?
Yes.
You're only 10 when you bought your very first record?
Yeah.
How much was it? Can you remember?
Not really. No, I can't remember.
Oh. I'm just trying to think of the year, actually. Let me think. How long ago did we say? 7 years ago?
Yeah.
7 years ago, that would put us, I would think, possibly about 30p, 35p, do you reckon?
Yeah, something like that.
Do you think so? Were you a great Terry Jacks fan?
Not really, no, I just liked the record.
Did it remind you of a loved one, or weren't you into lads at 10?
No, I wasn't into lads.
Have you got a boyfriend now?
Yeah, fiancé.
You're engaged?
Yes.
So young! So young! What's his name?
David.
Oh, a good name. Oh, somebody trod on the cat.
No, they're all having fits.
They're not drinking, are they?
No.
I've heard what they're like in Blakely. You sure they're not drinking now?
Positive.
So his name's David.
Yeah.
And what does he do in life?
He's a warehouse manager.
Is he?
Yeah.
When are you getting married, Denise? Do you know?
In about 2 or 3 years.
Oh, well, if I'm still doing the breakfast show on Saturday by then,
yeah.
Do drop me a line, I'll make you the bride of the day.
Right.
It's quite possible I'll be the caretaker then, or the window cleaner, or something like that. But you never know, if I'm still doing the breakfast show, drop me a line and we'll make you the bride of the day.
Right.
All right. So the first record you ever bought was in 1974, which possibly cost you about 30p, and it is Terry Jackson's Seasons in the Sun. We'll play it for you now, and then you can remember all those years ago. What were you going
to
say?
Can I just say hello to a few more people?
You've not said hello to anybody, yeah? Silly girl. Do you want to say hello to the cat in the background?
Oh, yes.
Go on, then.
I want to say hello to my sister Bettina, my sister Helen and Michelle and her family. Tell David I love him very much. Say hello to Richard and Paul and everybody else who knows me.
OK, now, Denise, this is your chance to be a star. We're always looking for good disc jockeys at 261. So in your best disc jockey voice, I want you to introduce this record. I'll tell you what, a time check first. It's just exactly 2:45, so, you know, whichever way you want, away you go.
This is Terry Jacks and Seasons in the Sun.
You clever girl. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we are, Denise and the cat in Blakely. And Terry Jacks as well.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
Aircheckdownloads.com.